So, Simon, welcome back to the Funky Podcast. After a little summer holiday, we're back refreshed, rejuvenated, and with buckets of Dr. Funk to drink and enjoy. How's your summer been?
Summer's been good. The 10 days summer that we had in the West Country.
I can see the sun shining there, Simon.
Sun has finally come out after Storm Kieran has done its worst, and we're still. I was going to say still afloat, but I think there are a few people that would object to that comment. It's good. It's been a good summer. It's a very interesting summer. Had some really great sort of shows we did, especially sort of some of the Free From and the Keto and
tell us about the Free From event. You were in Bristol.
Yeah, did a really, really good one in Birmingham. And what was interesting is we launched the two new flavors, peach and jasmine, I should say, and berries and rose. And that the reception was stunning, especially, I've got to say, the peach and jasmine was unbelievable. Can you see that? And I think it was really interesting, and I was really quite amazed at how many people there were who have, celiacs, diabetics, all sorts of intolerances. And I think one of the great things and the feedback I got from most of the people was that Dr. Funk ticked all the boxes for them. And there was one lovely, lovely couple. I would like to say old, but as a 62-year-old, I probably shouldn't be calling anybody old, who were a lot of fun, really had great sense of humor. And the husband sort of said, well, gosh, I bet these are really, these are delicious. I bet they make good mixes. Now, I'm a gin man. And I think the mango and violet and the berry and rose would be good with my gin. And the wife was, I'm a vodka woman. And I think the lemon and elderflower and the jasmine and peach would be brilliant. So I gave them a couple of samples. And I think you'll vouch for this. I think 24 hours later, they ordered a 24 slab case of each one for their weekend.
Yes, they absolutely did. And they sent a very lovely note with it as well. It was very impressive. Although we didn't quite get the free from kind of event, and then you come back telling people that we're a mixer.
Doesn't mean non-alcoholic. Free from means no sugar, no gluten, etc. So it's still free from, but in a broader sense of the word.
And I've got a complete sense of, you did the event in Birmingham, of course.
Yeah,
such a great event. We're going to go to Bristol.
Yeah, so the next one we're doing exactly is in Bristol. You have to remind me of the date on that one. I know it's in my diary.
February. It's February 24th. I will find out for you.
You did
Free From on the Saturday and Keto on the Sunday, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. And actually, following on from that, we are we're doing a promotion, really nice promotion, with the Free From people send out about 500. They've got a mailing list of people, and they send out a box every month. And in fact, this month, so we've got 500 samples going out to people who subscribe to Free From products. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the sort of the feedback and the uptake on that is going to be. I must say, I think that's very exciting. And as you said, absolutely. Yeah, we're doing the Bristol Free From event, which is going to be great. So if you live in Bristol, go to the Free From event. We'll be there. Come and tell us you've seen the podcast, and you'll get a free can of Dr. Funk. you'll get a free sample of your choice.
February 25th.
Yeah, 24th and 25th of February, yeah. So definitely. And then potentially next year in June, looking to do the big allergy and Free From event at Olympia. So again, if you come and see Dr. Funk and say you've watched our podcast, you can take away a free sample.
Great. But you had the privilege of launching all our four flavours into the UK, didn't you? So basically, we can now give you We've now got these wonderful multi-packs, which I think is incredible that we can put all four flavours into a can, into one pack. I think it's fantastic. I think it's really good.
And it looks so what's great.
General feedback.
You'll be wanting to hang it from your Christmas tree, I promise you.
So the general feedback was really, really positive from all the consumers in Birmingham.
Absolutely. And I think going back to the sort of basics of why you and I started Dr. Funk, we wanted a really refreshing drink that tasted great, that wasn't overpowering, was kind of subtle, maybe slightly grown up flavors. And that was exactly the feedback I got from people who sampled it at the event. Everybody said, God, this is really refreshing, and I love the flavors. And what was interesting, I was expecting there to be a definite majority that said, this is our favorite flavor. At the end of the 2 days, it was pretty much split 25%, you know, between each flavor. So to me, that was great as well, because we all know that everybody's taste buds are slightly different. And it was really interesting. Oh, I hate violet. And they try the mango and violet, and they go, "Oh, this is really nice."
But,
or I don't like rose. Yeah. And they try the berry and rose, and they go, "Oh, wow, actually, this is really nice."
And we found that at lunch as well, didn't we? That there was a very, absolutely, there was no kind of clear favorite. You know, they're all very, very popular. They're all kind of have a good kind of following, etc. But I think the thing that you missed out is why we started it was, we wanted to take all the crap out, you know. So I think the free brand market actually is our sort of kindred spirit. They know and understand that most of the food and drink got too much, you know, sugar, etc., in them.
That was 100% the feedback. It's, you know, it's so nice to taste something that isn't loaded down with sugar, that isn't loaded down with preservatives, that is completely natural, that is natural and happens to be damn good for you.
Yeah, and doesn't have any artificial sweeteners, which, how they're still allowed to be sold, I've got no idea. But yes, so I think we're getting a lot of really, really good validation. I'm really looking forward to the Bristol event. I think that'll be really fun. And I think we're actually going to... we're going to sell there, aren't we? I think we did Birmingham as a trial.
Yeah, Bristol event, you will be able to buy Dr. Funk. So bring your cards, cash accepted. By the way, we're one of the few people in this country that still accept cash.
your pocket's big enough for that, Simon. You know, all the coins. so we're selling a funk load of Dr. Funk, I think, is what we're looking for, isn't it?
That's the aim.
Yeah,
that's definitely
so. True. So also, I mean, since summer, we've got, you know, I don't know whether you've noticed recently, but we've actually got over 9,000 Instagram followers now, which is
9,298 to be precise,
as of
this morning.
Well, maybe by the time this goes out, 9,300 and something as well. You know, it's really good to see that our message is going out. So we're seeing it with the consumers in the tastings. We're seeing it in with the retailers and distributors.
Oh, sorry, you're right. 9,299.
Oh, you see, you know.
While
we've been speaking, people are following. But the Instagram's good, and you can go there now, and you get a chance to win enter our Christmas competition to win an iPhone 15. So I think that's something that people should go and have a look at if you can, and follow us on Instagram, please, because we've also we're going to be doing some kind of trial shopping over with Co-op as well now. You know, your Birmingham Free From event, but the Mid Counties Co-op have got us on shelf finally. we're going to be really monitoring the kind of sales and maybe doing a couple of store visits and seeing how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, just on that note, if you live in Headington in Oxford, go to the Co-op. Dr. Funk is on the shelf. I was there myself.
Oh, and did you buy some?
I did.
There was
a lovely lady in the queue in the checkout who had about five or six of them in her basket.
Was there? Oh,
yeah, it was.
It was obviously going down well. Well, I always remember your story from, you know, we went one of our first launches with the, I think it was with the mango and violet, where that lady came in to buy one can in the, where was it? In the garden centre.
In Planet Plenty in Wandsworth Bridge Road in London. She came in and bought one can and came back later in the day and bought every single can off the shelf.
Yes. but that's sort of the reaction that I see we get a lot. Yeah. People just, yeah. they once they understand who we are and what we are, and when they taste them, the reaction is pretty remarkable. And I'm looking forward to being able to announce our new retailers, national retailers, soon. I think 2024.
Watch this space, guys. Be the first to know.
And for me, I think 2024 is about, promoting Dr. Funk and really getting the marketing message out about Dr. Funk and getting people to understand what it is, because you will then be able to buy it in your local shop. Whereas at the moment, we're still kind of a bit contained in terms of what we can do because of the distribution. But soon, I think we'll be a big national brand.
Yeah. And actually talking about that, and also the shows we're going to be doing, the Great British Food Fair or whatever it is at the in Birmingham.
Yes, which is in April.
In April next year, guys, Dr. Funk have got a stand there, going to be showcasing all of our products. We'd love to see every single one of you. Again, if you say you've seen the podcast,
I think we've plenty of time to remind people about that before then.
I know, but get in early. That's what I always say. Get in early.
I think the clear direction is the Free From event in Birmingham was the first real consumer show that we've done.
Yeah.
As you know, we're going to be doing a lot more consumer shows in 2024, starting with Free From in Bristol. But the food and drink show in Birmingham NEC is obviously the biggest food and drink show in the UK. But also we're going to consider doing some of the other kind of food events as well, and consumer events, which are really, really big, like Taste, et cetera, et cetera. So
the only thing I will say is I'm never doing a show like that again on my own, because I didn't get 30 seconds to myself from the time we open till the time we shut for 2 days.
I didn't realise, I have to thank you very much for doing that on your own, because I couldn't make it. But I didn't realise you were doing it on your own. I thought you were bringing a companion with you to
I thought I was bringing my a lovely companion with me. Unfortunately, I got it wrong.
Well, next time
these things happen anyway. Moving swiftly on.
But I think that's a really good point though, because I think what we're now seeing is what I'm trying to get to is that we are the growth and development of Dr. Funk means that we're bigger than some of the things that we did this year. So, we're looking at things like stand sizes and the number of people we have on the stand. We're getting to the point now whereby we're so busy, we're so inundated with people coming to see us, that you and I have to kind of take a step back from some of the events and actually have more people on the stand to kind of look after the normal everyday sampling and allow us to do more of the meetings and discussions with some of the people that we've been meeting at the event. So I think we're on a big growth phase. And I say the consumer events, I'm really looking forward to Free From in Bristol, but I'm really looking forward to some of the other bigger consumer events as well, because I think that from the reaction that we get is so positive, it'll only drive the kind of the retail level and the national retailers that we're getting on board at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's use a phrase I think I've used every podcast is, I think, there are some really exciting times ahead. Things are moving in the right direction. And, it's just I'm very much looking forward to 2024.
Yeah. Absolutely. So final question from me, now that you've lived with all four flavors for a few weeks, which is your favorite?
I still love berry and rose because I love rose, I love berries. I am going to say, and I'm not a big peach fan, jasmine and peach, wow. I know a lot of people who, friends of mine, have tried it and gone, that is fantastic. And I'm sorry to say, but again, maybe it's my upbringing in Africa and Asia, but I still think mango and violet is just to die for.
That's three you've mentioned there.
I know. I can't make up my mind. I'm sitting on the fence. I don't have a particular favourite. I love all of them.
Good. Well, because yeah, I think for me, I think, you know, the peach and jasmine is definitely my favourite now. I think it's absolutely bang on, but then, you know, I'll come back to lemon and I go, wow, that is lovely.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's very, the problem. I go, oh, I really like that. And I'll have, you know, over two or three days, I'll drink the same one. And then I open up another one. I go, oh God, that's good. You know? So I don't have a favorite.
No. And well, new news, Justin, which even you don't know about yet, is with the no, we did the direct print for the lemon and the mango.
Yeah.
Well, the peach and jasmine have just arrived at, and so their design team are going to be translating these designs into direct print for us in the next few weeks. So sometime next really year, we'll be ready to do direct print for the peach and jasmine and the berry and rose, which is going to be fantastic. And I think if we get all four into the direct print, that'll be amazing. But otherwise, go off and get yourself a nice four-pack multi-pack on drfunk.co.uk and tell us which one you like best.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. Cool. So, well, it's good to talk to you again. It's a shame we had a bit of a lag in the summer due to us being here, there and everywhere, and also the fact that
let's be honest with you, where we are, I mean, you know, you're at Mount Everest one minute, the next minute you're in Ladakh or God knows where.
Pakistan, I was in the
Caribbean. That's right, Lahore. I mean, we should have done a podcast from Mount Everest.
That would be good, except I wasn't in Mount Everest this year. I was at the Karakoram
Karakoram, I stand. Karakoram, wasn't that the capital of the Mongolian Empire?
Probably. But yeah, it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. By the Nanga Parbat is the ninth highest mountain in the world. I was just by there. I was trying to see K2, which is obviously the second highest peak, but we couldn't see it. But yeah, no, it was fantastic.
We should have done a podcast from when you were in Kathmandu from Freak Street.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, I need to go back there because I want to drive from Lhasa to Kathmandu. So maybe do that this year. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, that's not on Dr. Funkland.
Yes, we're digressing. Sorry,
folks. We're digressing.
We'll have to explain.
Well, no, it's cool. So, next week, definitely, we're back on the weekly trail now because my Wi-Fi finally is working again. I can actually upload now. So, brilliant, yeah.
Before we go, Dr. Funk is now the official sponsor of Western Village Football Club. Western Village is Bristol. And this Sunday, 5th of November, 10:45 kickoff, Western are playing Lansdowne Football Club at the Lansdowne playing fields in Lansdowne, Bath. Sorry, not Bristol, Lansdowne, Bath. And come along and see it, and you'll see Dr. Funk all over their kit, and come and support Western.
Fantastic. So we're now a sports sponsor, are we?
Yeah, they're a youth team. And as you know, as you and I have always said, you know, getting in at grassroots is really important. And it's a real privilege, a real honour to be sponsoring these guys and helping them hopefully go on to greater things.
Fabulous. Well, what's better? I couldn't think of a better way to end this week's podcast. So come on, Western. And
I'll let you know the score next week because I'm going to be there on Sunday.
I want a scarf.
No, I'm speaking to the captain and – Iris, your daughter has got a set of kit coming, and Alfie, your son, has got a set of kit coming.
Yeah, but I want a scarf. I want a scarf.
Oh, I'll get you a scarf.
We need it up in here, kind of like, make sure they win.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Simon, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the match. And I want a full match report next week.
I will. I'll do my best. And to all our followers, thank you for listening. Really look forward to the next podcast.
Indeed.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Toodle-pip.